It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Mason Hostad is here from Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. A big public awareness campaign this fall.
Yes, we're starting our Connections campaign or Connection campaign.
Well, that's appropriate.
Yes.
To be on Connections talking about Connections.
Very much so. I know. It's so funny. One of the reasons we're doing it is because we, or calling it Connections, or the Connection campaign, is because we are learning more and more about how our interpersonal connections really have an impact on our overall health and well-being, not just our physical health, but also our mental and behavioral health as well. So, having a good connection with another individual, having a connection with your community, in all of that is something that will you have better health outcomes, basically.
And we'll talk more specifically about those connections and how they impact, well, some specifics about how they have impacted people a little bit later on, because you're actually going to have a film produced by a guy who has a very personal, very specific experience with that.
Yes.
You've got a number of trainings, I guess I might call them, as well as some things you call mental health first aid.
Yes.
For adults. So a number of different events this fall all the way through December.
Right, right. So we will start this Saturday at Veltus Park with a kickoff picnic. We have a guest speaker, Reverend Wendy Huber. It'll be an interactive presentation on how we can learn and understand how our connections really impact our life. It's I've seen the stuff that we'll be working on, and it's great. And so I really appreciate. And the coalition really appreciates her taking the time to do that. It'll be a barbecue.
You cooking?
No.
You're not flipping dogs and burgers?
Okay. No. The brew pub is. I don't cook. The brew pub is. So thankful that they're helping us out as well. So,
again, that's this Saturday at Veltus Park from noon to 3.
Yes.
And there is no charge for this?
There is no charge.
So just asking everybody to come out, eat a little barbecue from the brew pub, and then listen to what Reverend Huber has to say.
Yes, yes.
All right. And I don't mean to put words in your mouth. Are you talking about hamburgers and hot dogs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm not quite sure the menu as of right now, but it'll be
barbecue. Some kind.
Yes.
It doesn't get, barbecue is, I don't care if it's barbecued vegetables.
Right.
It's still barbecue. It's still tasty. Again, now I did it.
I know. Sorry.
Reverend Huber will start speaking around 1 o'clock about the need for connection and its benefits to overall well-being. Again, it is catered by the brew pub at Veltus Park in Glenwood. So talk a little bit about the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. I want to say it's a fairly new collaboration.
We have actually, as a coalition, have been around for a little over a decade. We have had different iterations of the coalition. So I want to make sure that we give thanks for the work that they were done, that was done before I came to be the chair of the coalition, and that was about 3 years ago. And so they did some work and everything, but we have found as a coalition that and we've even had some iterations since the time that I've taken over, but that we wanted to do some real community type events. And so we've changed the way that we do things. And so we have our community events, such as the picnic and some other things that are coming up later in the fall, just around the idea that we want to raise awareness, prevent suicides, and promote good mental well-being.
How many members of the Suicide Prevention Coalition?
Well, community members, quite a few, you know, well over 40 that we have usually on an email list and, you know, who are involved. The coalition itself is made up of the advisory committee and coalition is made up of people from MindSpring Health, Grand River Hospital, the coroner's office, and then Roaring Fork School District. And so those are the, you know, that body kind of tries to handle some of the business stuff, like the coordination for getting Veltus Park and, you know, and some of that stuff so that we can then just be working with the community at the events.
Do you look at discussing these issues and putting on events targeted toward youth? Do you look at that differently than adults?
Yes. So yes and no. We were glad to help promote Youth Mental Health First Aid, which was done earlier this month in the hopes that we would be able to train individuals who work with youth, you know, whether that be school teachers, coaches, and things like that. We believe that the substream approach needs to be taken, and so we'll work with youth, especially around prevention and in all of that stuff, or, you know, making sure that they have access to mental health resources and all of that.
And you have more events upcoming, as I mentioned, throughout the fall in, some adult mental health first aid trainings that we'll talk more specifically about in just a minute. But
okay.
Also in October, you're doing a collaboration event with the Roaring Fork School District.
We are. So the Roaring Fork School District Information and Inspiration event, it'll be October 10th at the Glenwood Vaudeville. Doors will be at 5:30, and we will be showing the movie Suicide: The Ripple Effect. This is a documentary that was made around and about Kevin Hines. He is an individual who is in recovery. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge when he was 19 and survived. He's one of the 1% of people who have jumped off that bridge and survived. And he has used his second chance to really be an advocate for himself by way of creating support systems and understanding of mental health issues, specifically around young men.
I mentioned that connections, you know, you're calling kind of your public awareness campaign this fall connections. So Kevin Hines in 2000 is when this happened. He told himself as he was walking that if just one person said anything to him and tried to intervene, it was all off.
Right.
And he passed a number of people, including one person that asked him to take a picture. Mm-hmm. Noticed he was visibly upset. Nobody said anything.
Right. And he says that, you know, he thought that nobody cared, but in all actuality, everybody cared. He just didn't know how to connect with them or how to, you know. And then people also around our mental health, we still have the stigma that permeates lots of our society that if you have a mental health issue, you know, it's because you're a bad person or you've done something wrong or, you know, a whole slew of reasons why people have stigma around getting help for their mental health issues. And we need to be a part of dispelling those stigmas and helping people connect to each other, to the community, but also if they need them to resources and care and recovery.
If you'd like to learn more about the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, there's a website as well as a Facebook page. On Facebook, just search for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Mm-hmm. It'll come right up, actually probably before you get to the full sentence there. And the website is suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org.
Yes.
So just all the big words.
Thank you.
All the important words, like yes. the headline, right?
Right.
Suicide Prevention, GarfieldCounty.org, or search Facebook for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Again, you can learn more about these upcoming events, read a little bit more about them, and perhaps attend one or more of them. Again, coming up this Saturday at Veltus Park between noon and 3, and starting around 1, Reverend Wendy Huber will give a little talk about connections and why that's important to overall well-being. And so presumably she'll talk for a little while, and then there will be time left over for conversation or ask questions, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then again, the movie night at Glenwood Vaudeville, showing the movie The Ripple Effect about Kevin Hines, who we were just talking about again. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. That is also free, by the way, on October 10th at Glenwood Vaudeville Review, and that's a collaboration with the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County and Roaring Fork School District.
Yes.
Is that a like a G-rated movie, PG maybe?
Yes. So, I mean, it's a documentary, so it doesn't really have a rating.
Right, of course. But I'm saying if you were going to give it a rating.
So I would say the material covered or what he talks about is definitely
mature?
Upper middle school,
okay.
Almost to high school and above. I would say, 15 and above would be acceptable. 14 maybe, just because we want to be sensitive to the ideas that he talks about. Mm. And so, it takes a certain level of understanding of what happened, because he does talk about it, and what that would actually mean. And so I don't think sometimes that...
don't want to provide a roadmap to someone who's not
doesn't
fully understand the ramifications.
Right. The ramifications.
I think I understand.
Yep.
Okay. Again, the website is suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org, or you search Facebook for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Back to talk about some more of these events with Mason in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Mason Hostat from... you actually work for your day job is working for Garfield County Public Health, right?
I do work for Garfield County Public Health. One of my main focuses for the county is on injury prevention, which suicide is classified as an injury. In dealing more and more with mental health and behavioral health issues, our regional public health improvement plan, mental health is one of our priorities. One of the things that we have done as a county is I have been able to be trained as a mental health first aid trainer, and I have taken over some of the coordination of trainings in part with other partners for the county. And so we want to be able to train people that want to be trained, but as many people as possible in various forms, either a suicide awareness training, a suicide intervention training, or in mental health first aid.
When you talk about regional, you're talking about your counterparts, say, in Pitkin, Eagle County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, those three. Yep, those are the three that we work with.
So you mentioned it, so that's a perfect segue into talking about these mental health first aid trainings. Mm-hmm. You do have three of them still upcoming in Rifle, Silt, and Parachute. So talk about what a mental health first aid training is. What does it entail?
Sure. So it really is based on the idea that 1 in 5 Americans will have a mental health issue or a mental health disorder. And so that's a great part of the population will have at least some type of mental health issue within their life. And so if we can train individuals, lay people, on signs and risk factors and other things to be aware of, we can do some early intervention and hopefully get people linked into care, but also maybe intervene in a disorder becoming something that is life-altering for an individual.
So similar to knowing how to put a Band-Aid on a cut finger or mm-hmm. something like that,
right.
Knowing how to respond if someone is showing some signs. Is that one of the things you talk about, is you know, outward signs that something may be going on?
Of course, yes. And also, so we talk about the three things that make a disorder. And then we, so those are individuals, if they are unable to work, if they are unable to sustain intimate relationships or have relationships, or if they cannot complete daily functions. And so then the training is based on those three ideas. And then how do we help individuals make a plan with them and with ourselves on how best to help them? And so it's a day-long process. It was first started in Australia as a way of getting lay people involved in mental health and dispelling stigma. And also, it's just amazing the toll that a mental health issue may take on an individual that we don't necessarily think about or consider, because it's usually invisible.
Right. You can't tell by looking at someone if they've got something going on.
Right.
Yeah, upstairs.
Right.
Again, so these are day-long trainings?
They are day-long trainings. Okay. So they will be from 8 o'clock in the morning until usually 5 o'clock at night. Breakfast and lunch are provided. We will have more information on those specifics in a little bit. The dates were just firmed up within the past week.
Oh, so our timing is perfect then, yes, to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Those dates, by the way, are Monday, September 23rd, then Thursday, October 17th, and finally December 9th, which is a Monday again Parachute. So let me try that again. Monday, September 23rd in Rifle, Thursday, October 17th in Silt, and then Monday, December 9th in Parachute.
Yes, and we are really grateful that the library district, so all of these will be held at the community rooms or meeting rooms in the libraries in each of those towns. So we're really thankful that the library is working with us in Mind Springs to offer up the space. It can be difficult to find a space for 8 hours for a day. And so the library is really invested in this, and I appreciate them for that.
I was going to say, for a couple hours, it's usually pretty simple. Right. But for an all-day thing, it's a little bit different.
Right.
So did you say that you'll have something available for lunch?
Lunch, definitely, just okay. Because, we're there for that full 8 hours. I don't want to speak out of turn, so I'm not quite sure yet.
Gotcha. But there will be something there. Mm-hmm. Now, are you charging for this adult mental health first aid training?
That I'm not sure of either. Okay. I should have come more prepared. I apologize for this. I was just excited that we had them on the calendar. When we get that information firmed up, we will have the flyers and information available to everyone.
And again, it'll be on the website and on Facebook.
It'll be on the website as well as through MindSprings. So MindSprings is really leading the push for these. They're kind of the lead agency on that.
Gotcha. Again, search Facebook for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, or go to the website suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org if you would like more information, again, on any of these upcoming events or up-to-the-minute details.
Yes.
You might say. So, again, to run down the complete list, again, this Saturday in Veltus Park, you've got free barbecue with the brew pub catering. And then starting around 1 o'clock, Reverend Wendy Huber will speak a little bit about the need for connection and its benefits for overall well-being. But speaking of which, I'm going to ask you one of those questions that's kind of related but is so huge, who could really answer it? Do you think that social media being what it is and just texting being what it is, do you think that that's had an impact on, because it is different whether you're texting someone or whether you're picking up the phone and actually speaking to them? It's not the same as having a face-to-face conversation.
Right. And there is some idea around the ability to look at another human being in the eyes and have a conversation is a different thing than texting or even making a phone call or something like that.
Though I would say making a phone call would be more personal than just texting, right, or, you know, posting something on Facebook.
Right. And so I think we've allowed for a certain amount of removal for ourselves in those spaces where, you know, we do see our friends, you know, especially, I mean, Facebook is great for being able to, and Instagram too, for being able to see pictures of kids that are from high school, right? Our friends from high school, right, who have kids and, right, you know, and that's great and everything, but it's not, there isn't a, it's not replaced. You can't replace those.
You think it gives guys like you and I who aren't great in social situations even more of an excuse not to go out and be social?
I think so. I think it can
be. Moving right along.
Okay.
Again, adult mental health, those first aid trainings, again, on Monday, September 23rd at the Rifle Branch Library. Then on Thursday, October 17th at the Silt Library. And finally, December 9th, that's a Monday, in Parachute at the Parachute Branch Library. Again, all three of those are 8 to 5. Lunch will be served. And there might be a fee or maybe a donation that will be asked. Again, you can learn more by following Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County on Facebook or check out the website suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. Still one more, two more big events that are on the schedule that we will talk about. We'll do that and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Mason Hostat from the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Now, obviously, folks listening to us right now could be, if it's on the internet, could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. But primarily would be Pitkin and Eagle County, where, as you mentioned, you do have partners that have similar organizations. So if anybody is interested in maybe similar types of events and trainings that might be available a little bit closer to home, if they don't live or work in Garfield County, just get in touch with Pitkin County or Eagle County government?
No. Speak Up, Reach Out is the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Eagle County.
Okay.
And they are found easily enough. Speak Up and Reach Out are both one words. They're not all together, but Speak Up, Reach Out, and they are a well-established coalition. They have trainings quite often. I know this Sunday for Speak Up, Reach Out is the last day of yoga in the park. You can find out that information on their Facebook page, and a yoga studio has been donating proceeds and everything from those yoga in the park events to Speak Up, Reach Out. So that's the most, I think, the most upcoming thing that they'll be doing. Pitkin County, the Hope Center is the entity that does crisis services. Pitkin County doesn't necessarily have a coalition like us because they have the Hope Center, and the Hope Center does so much work.
Gotcha. Okay. So the Hope Center in Pitkin County, and then Speak Up, Reach Out in Eagle County. Speaking of Speak Up, Reach Out, you actually have an event planned, a collaborative event with them on Saturday, November 23rd.
Yes. And so we will wrap up our Connections campaign with International Survivors of Suicide Last Day. This is a annual event, as it's in the title, international, so it's always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Speak Up, Reach Out is a great partner with us on that, just because being based in Eagle County and Vail, having an event like this close to ski season doesn't necessarily always work, or get attention. So we've really enjoyed partnering with them and having that in Glenwood.
And yet the timing of the day is certainly not a mistake, because the holidays are a tough time for a lot of people for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And so that is exactly why International Survivors of Suicide Last Day happens the Saturday before Thanksgiving every year.
Yes. And to be quite honest, we're the only country that celebrates American Thanksgiving on that. Yeah.
That's actually a very good point. I'm trying to remember, in Canada, don't they celebrate it in September or something like that?
Something like that. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Anyway, I get your point. That's yeah. What you mean? Not everybody celebrates Thanksgiving on the same day. What are you talking about?
Right.
There should be a yeah.
Right.
That, by the way, happens again. That's Saturday, November 23rd at Valley View Hospital.
Yes.
And that will be in their conference room on the second floor.
Second floor conference rooms 2C and D. We'll have people stationed and everything because that building can feel like a labyrinth.
Yes, it can. Even before they finished all the upgrades years ago. Again, that is on Saturday, November 23rd. And again, that also is a free event.
It is.
So then backtracking a little bit in between there on October 12th, you've got another event. You mentioned a lot, or we have talked a lot as we've had these conversations over the years, about the stigma of seeking out help for mental illness and mental issues. And this is one of those, I think, events that kind of the whole intent is to get people out and maybe discussing it.
Yes.
Again, that's Saturday, October 12th. It's the Western Slope Out of the Darkness Walk.
It is. And so it will be the only Out of the Darkness Walk on the Western Slope. It is our first year of doing this event. We will be meeting in Sayre Park. Anyone who has been touched by suicide, anyone who believes in suicide prevention or promoting good mental wellness is encouraged to come and walk. You can walk for whatever reason that you want to. We want to show the community that we are active and engaged in also, you know, give people a space where they can feel that they're appreciated. So if you're an attempt survivor, if you are, if your family has been touched or friends or anything like that, look for more information on our website for that. And we will have flyers on how to register and get involved next week.
And, you're talking about getting involved and letting folks know that someone cares. Back to Kevin Hines in that first segment.
Right.
If just one person would have shown just a little inkling. Of course, people cared about him. Of course they do.
Right.
But sometimes we don't always think to let people know that we care about them. And that's the kind of the idea of the Out of the Darkness Walk.
Yes, it very much is.
Again, you can learn more about all of these events at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org or search Facebook for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County or something like that, and you should be able to find them. Again, for folks listening in Eagle County, it's Speak Up, Reach Out, and it's the Hope Center in Pitkin County.
Yes.
That formerly the Aspen Hope Center and now the Hope Center, because they, as you mentioned, they do that intervention and the crisis intervention all the way from Parachute to Aspen, and I think maybe the Eagle Valley as well.
They do a little in the Eagle Valley. We had a meeting with them this week, and they will be fully stationed starting September 1st here in the western side of Garfield County, which is good.
Anything else that we should talk about, Mason?
I don't think so. I think we hit everything. I appreciate it.
Again, the whole point is there is someone right now thinking about you.
Yes.
That would be very sad if you or were not here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the whole idea of all of these events.
Yes.
Again, to check out the schedule, learn more about these events, just go to suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org or search Facebook for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County.
Yes.
All the best.
Oh, well,
feel free to, if you want to come in sometime later on in the fall, we can talk maybe more specifics about some of these.
But, I would love to.
You know where to find us.
I know. I do. Thank you so much.
All the best. Take care.
Okay.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.